when you left school, did you go to university or?
Yes.
Yes.
I went to Glasgow.
Taking what? What was your degree?
It was English philosophy.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Mm.
What did you do with your knowledge of philosophy? Where did you go after that?
No, nowhere really, because Ronnie had come back from... You see, Ronnie, I knew Ronnie. Ronnie and I were very close, because he had gone to get GPs at the same school.
Right.
And so we were sort of, you know, and we decided to get married. And of course, the inevitable happened.
Of course.
So that's what we did.
And did you come back to Eaglesham to stay?
Yes, we did, because you can't get a house, and we hadn't the money to buy anything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
He'd been in the East, and I had been at university, so we didn't have any money. And so, we applied, you know, here.
Mm-hmm.
What we did is we came to stay with my mother and father for a few times, because we had discovered that I was pregnant, and so and then because of that, and I don't know, maybe because of where it was, they decided to give us a house, and they gave us one of the there were certain houses. They then decided that certain of us would get houses which were condemned. You know,
uh-huh.
So we got a room in the kitchen next to the Union Hall, across from it. That was just a room in the kitchen, and there was a toilet, no bath, but there was a toilet attached to it, and then the wash house,
right.
Which was then the statues were kept
mm-hmm.
in, you know, eventually.
Right.
So that's what we got, and then eventually we got a council house, and then we bought our own.
Where was your council house?
That was Sunhill Drive.
All right.
Yeah.
Ah, right. So you've really been a villager from the age of 10?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What do you think of the changes that have happened in Eaglesham?
Well, you see, your head and your heart goes to different places. If you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
I miss a lot of the older people that were in the village, and they had small houses, you know, and then of course they were taken over by people who were really nothing to do with us, and they were paying lots and lots of money for these houses,
right?
And really they felt like incomers.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of that, but that is my heart, not my head. I know that is what would have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I helped with the preservation with Mrs.
Miss White.
Oh, Miss White. It was next door neighbour, actually. Was, and, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Muddy somebody who lived in the house up in Pullman Street. Well, however, we got the preservation.
Mm-hmm.
As you know.
Yes.
And then of course that all started.
Mm-hmm.
And it made quite a difference.
It did.
And even the way that they spoke was different. I mean, when you had people, old Eaglesham people, I mean, they used to live up quite up. I used to have to pass their houses to go up to Picketlaw, because it was, you know, where the stairs are, that was all mostly
yes.
old people and things like that, and they would call it Eaglesham. Eaglesham. It was just a different way of saying it.
Ah, right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the tune, it was never the village, but then there is no word village in Scotland. It's a curtain. So it was always called the tune.
The tune.
That battle got around the tune. You know,
that's
or the Toon's Clock,
mm-hmm.
everything like that
uh-huh.
was what they said, because they didn't, village, what is that, that's English, You know?